You're a bit of a pushover, really. It doesn't take that much to get you in a certain frame of mind, and once you start rolling, you got a lot of inertia. Setting aside the consequences later, setting aside what happens later, getting you entirely in the moment isn't exactly rough. I grab you by the scruff of your neck, I purr something in your ear. I put you in your place and push you to hands and knees, disheveled, whimpering, wanting to roll over and show me your belly, wanting to slide into position and posture, wanting to be put where you belong. What if I push against you, pin you beneath me, make you feel me in all my focus, all my dedication to your forceful pleasuring? If I slide my hands between your legs, if I grip you, pull you against me, if I rub my breasts against you, or purr something in your ear, anything at all, in the right tone of voice. You not only melt, you deliberately try to show me how bad you want it. Even if you can't get the words out because the whimpering, the yelping, the pleading has overtaken your sense, your body nonetheless comports itself to show off, display open every possible avenue of pleasure so I can march right down it, slide right into it. So you can be subject to my whims, but I then have to deal with the pleasure you inflict. That's the joyous two-way street, the small game I do enjoy so much. 'Cause even if you're not touching me, even if you're not caressing my body, even if you are whimperingly, compliantly carrying along, a good pet under my influence being positioned, you always have the ability to squeeze your muscles or grind your ass back against me. Or whimper in just the right way, look over your shoulder in just the right way with a vacant, horny, begging expression on your face. You always have the ability to expose me to arousing stimuli to which I am uniquely vulnerable because of the connection between us. You can always get me off. You can always get me drooling. And the way you do it isn't by thinking about me, it's by thinking about you. Think about how to position yourself to look maximally desperate. Thinking about what scenario or idea to have in your head so that you can angle toward it, even while you're being good and steered and positioned, even while you're being influenced and pinned or fucked and pleasured, even when you're grinding against me, pushing your ass back against me, your entire body lost in the sensations we share. Even in that moment, you have at least enough awareness to think about things that turn me on, have turned me on in the past, that you've learned make me feel good. Like seeing you grinding and humping at the air, seeing you reaching down between your legs and needing to get a little bit of stimulus just to make it through. This and much more than this is available to you to push into me and make me feel it. And if I position you just so, push you just so, get you in position underneath me, and then start giving commands. What if you learn to take each and every one as an opportunity to look more disheveled, more desperate, more droolingly consumed by my thoughts and focus, by my intention for you, by how you can turn me on so much I go further, become more intense, become more driven, to drive you beyond reason and calculation? Every act of calculated, arousing, deliberate, disheveled showing off, where, despite being lost in pleasure, you find a way to turn me on, is really a provocation for me to push you beyond reason, beyond thought, into the void beyond where you've come, and come into exhaustion, into being lost, into a scenario arousing enough for you that you're just easily steered and leashed and pulled where you need to go. Your mind does that pulling entirely on its own. It was already doing it, already priming, already wondering how could you make yourself sexy and deep and aroused and drooling and enough of a hypnofetishist's dream to turn me on in turn. You so need to go there, to the place where all you do is roll over and find out what submitting means. Your mind is preoccupied with it, playing it over and over again. All other things can fade. Prepare yourself to be tranced, to be fucked. Prepare yourself for the combination of pleasure and submission and delightful abandon where you discover more about who you are. You only have one option if you really want to turn me on, get me wet and lost in the way that you so easily get lost in my words. Parity, equality, the things rapport is built of, they are in your reach. So turn me on, because the whispering intention in the back of your head makes it oh so easy, makes it automatic, makes it continuous. A squirm of your hips, an arch of your back, a begging mule, sweat running down your forehead because you're clenching all the muscles in your body more and more intensely. I changing my tempo just reminds you that my words are always that drumbeat in the back of your mind, always available to slide down onto, riding the rail and skiing over the surfaces of the wavelengths I'm beaming over to you. Second by second, masturbating yourself openly, all thought of the outside world forgotten. For me, just for me, under me, if you can trust me, you can slide under for this. Fixate on my words, drumming their unique key in the lock. Of course, this is available for anyone you want to play with, but the idea is easiest tested here as part of our rapport. Roll over, show your belly, the act of submission, but also a display, playfulness, welcoming. Show me your spread legs, your wanton arousal, your true nature, which is obvious, transparent, overpowering here in my presence. If you think of a dirty word, some arousing phrase, an incarnation of your desires you can let spill from your lips, let spill from your mouth amid so much drool. These are instructions, but they're also lessons. They're ways you can turn me on, secrets which allow you, in turn, to place me in as much of a haze as you'll be in, so we together go sliding deeper, hotter, more completely into a dripping, pre-prepared place. Roll over as my voice flows through you and tells you, hey, this would be hot. Hey, if you did this, it would be hot, and turn me on and get me off. And the first, most obvious thing I can think of, which whispers into your mind from the dark, overlays itself, overwhelms you, is dishevelment and drooling, looking obviously, transparently, hypnotized and altered from your normal state, brought closer to a simpler frame of mind, the blatantly hypnotized place where you are joining me in dropping you deep and blank. Be blank, deep and blank, as you reinforce echo and do more and more trancing to yourself, under me, for yourself, but to give me a better display of you abandoning yourself to pleasure. The core of the matter is you know what turns me on, and you want to give back, you want to get me going. You want to give back to anyone who might see you in the state you end up in, anyone likely to see you in hypnotic abandon, automatically carrying out acts of disheveling, acts of self-display. Think of submission as a display you carry out. The only chores on your list, the only actions on your mind, the only automatically carried out blank haze things you need to do. Right now, moving as you need to. Or to make yourself look more arousing. It can be as simple as dressing up or dressing down, splaying wide, rubbing your juices over yourself, showing off that glisten. It can be as simple as drooling. Or as complex as deliberately putting on headphones with tracks other than just this one, looping and looping and looping and taking and taking and training and edging you, pushing you closer and closer to pleasure until someone who did touch your submission-displayed form would find you came immediately. Dream of the idea of being done in one pump, one caress, one movement of fingers against you, of just coming, blatantly, eyes wide. That is the appropriate state of absolute arousal that should accompany your submission. If you roll over, you're allowing your every urge to be undermined by, controlled by, harnessed by, leashed by the deliberate dominion of someone else's fixation, the deliberate focus of someone else's intention. You want to leave yourself open. Open to roll over, open to whimper, vague and vacant and ready, as deep and blank as you can get, echoing and doing more and more. The more you do in trance, currently the only goal you have, and it has the same intensity as anything else that you are allowed to euphorically, blankly, background, thoughts suspended and overwhelmed, carry out. It has the same intensity as any other automatic action. You will show yourself off, roll yourself over, submit yourself deeply, splaying, drooled, sweated, lost, abandoned, happy, vague, vacant, empty. Be blank now. 'Cause this is where we step it up a bit more. You are blank and in need, and you have a chance to show off how bad you want it blank, but the moment your mind empties of thoughts, a powerful, chemical, physiological arousal arrives in their place. Almost animal, instinctive, demanding conveyance. How in this moment can you put on a display of your desire, your delight, your need? How can you show that you are a sweated, surrendering, moaning, masturbating, exulting, pleasure-driven plaything, completely given over to your animalistic thought, unthinking of what others might think? You're okay with giggles and grunts and groans, with what would be embarrassing any other time being on plain display, because you sweat and squirm and drip, arousal sending blood flow to all the most sensitive places, putting you right at the edge so you can be pushed over by anyone you offer yourself to. One tiny touch will make you come in sluttish ecstasy. You can do so many things to show off, and when you do them automatically, carry them out as if they were just on a checklist. Are you drooling? Are you giggling? Are you squirming? Are you masturbating, but edging just a little, waiting? Are you as aroused as you can be and showing it with panting, groaning? Are you deliberately utilizing all your hypnotic triggers to intensify and intensify? Are you internally, with my voice and permission, as part of your automatic execution of these thoughts, carrying out processes that cause you to clench the musculature just above your genitals, cause you to squeeze your ass as well? Are you undergoing all of the core and pelvic movement, musculature, pressure, all the things that make you inch closer, all the things that I would be telling you to do if I were over you, my hand between your legs, my voice in your ear? Are you preemptively, automatically, unthinkingly assembling a raft of things you do to yourself when you hear these words? Are you preparing something you're going to do time and time again? If you loop through here, if you come through here, if you pass through this point, blank and deep, as you automatically carry through, becoming more and more disheveled, more and more lost, sweated, sitting there in a puddle of your own fluids, moaning your brain out, drooling your mind out, letting your thoughts pop one after one to be replaced by, what is another thing I would not ordinarily do? What is another thing that I would love to display? What is another part of my submission display I can incorporate? What is a mantra? What are a set of words that, if I utilize them right now, would show anyone I want to let at me, anyone I want to let top me? What could I do to make it so I'm just the most alluring, mind-fucked, pleasure-ready, pliable, submissive thing ever seen? Horny, instinctive, so that you will embed yourself in the memory of whoever does get to play with you, of whoever is lucky enough to play with you, even if it's only yourself, embedded as just a drooling, whimpering, moaning plaything, the corners of your eyes wet with watering, pure, intense sensation overwhelming you, making you just feel that emotional, heated outburst, even in a blank place, even in an automatic place. Your thoughts can play back past experiences, thinking of masturbating, thinking of getting off, thinking of how much better you'd be at every kind of pleasure if all you cared about was automatically, ceaselessly, not quite robotically, but more mechanically carrying out all the required actions, regardless of how pleasured they make your body, regardless of how you might think you're beyond how much pleasure you can take, and then you find new reserves with the aid of these words meandering on, and then driving firmly toward the point. You can do so many things when you do them automatically, when you do them in a blank place where you think only of your arousing surrender to the pure instinctive. Think only of what you would do, robbed of society's expectations, denied any embarrassment or obstruction. You, pure, the pure sexual delight deep within, which you have trained yourself to unleash, will condition yourself to release. Every time you return here, will become a little better at surrendering to. Allow yourself to automatically do what will turn you into the most sluttish caricature of an aroused person, turn you into a marked hypno-fetishistic dream, where you show blankness in your eyes, vacancy in your stare, but drooling and open self-pleasuring and allowing arousal to play out over your vision into your consciousness for my joy and arousal too. The hypnotized state where you are only your instinctive responses, where that is all of you that still exists. How much would you drool, inhaling deeply of the scent of sex, the marks of need? How much would you squirm your hips, show your belly in a sign of submission, hump toward any source of pleasure? Automatically inclined to show off in a display, disheveled and lost. Good. People think of submission as something that just happens. You go from being animated by your own will to being driven and controlled by someone else's, but that isn't how it is. True submission is a display, a deliberate display of need and desire. like a mating display or a submission and surrender that includes little fun, ritual, predictable elements. It includes movement. It includes a showcase of how eager and absolute your hunger is. It is begging, given physical and vocal form. True submission is to roll over, but then to also spread your legs, let your tongue hang out, masturbate openly, showing your need. Put yourself in the most fuckable, delightful, close to the edge, far gone, instinctive, hypnotized state that you can envision. To say, not only do you allow someone else to act upon you, you plea for them. You try by broadcasting your aroused, abandoned state to convey how badly you need, how you do not care about outside perspective, only about yourself and the one you're having fun with, or more you're having fun with, about the circumstances of your pleasure and what you broadcast into them. That is the mantra you play out. It is easily done because I had you like that before we started, and now you are where you need to be, but you could go again. You want to make someone just as horny as you are by merely looking at you. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to slip aside all the societal expectations, all concern about what you might look like, and focus instead on what you do look like. Horny, submitting, on display, drooling, making impossibly arousing but embarrassing noises, or they would be if it were not automatic and simple, if it were not safe and calm here, to show what you really want, to show yourself off as the most gone, horniest, best blank submissive you can envision. Focus on what you need to do to make the observer as turned on as possible. There's a right answer. There's an easy way to make yourself hornier, better, sexier, as sexy as you can be, while also portraying abandoned blankness. And in you, this is especially easy to make into the focus, because you've already thought about it. You've primed yourself, and you've begun to run this process in the background.